Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice,
Nick Ahrens Townsend tells us how Artbeat Studio is helping people who deal with mental illness.
Artbeat runs this program for people who struggled with some form of mental illness, and they have a residency program. They accept up to 9 artists twice a year for a 6-month period. And it's basically a place where you can come and be in a community of artists and share and help recover from whatever it is you're dealing with.
So the whole point is to use art to kind of move through the diagnosis with your mental illness. So how has art helped you?
I'd say that art really helps me to reflect and solve problems. It helps me to work through things that I can't really put words to. If I have a problem or something that I'm ruminating on, I can sit down and start on a drawing and things will come out that I can extrapolate. And then if I can talk about that with somebody, it's kind of like free therapy.
So actually one of the pictures that you drew, it's kind of the diagnosis that in the moment it happened. It's called Oh No Schizo. What was that like drawing that out and putting it down on paper?
Well, that moment, it never happened that concisely in real life. But to me, that was like a big hurdle, like a kind of a mythological threshold I had to cross. So in my mind, in retrospect, I could synthesize it down to 3 panels, but sometimes you don't even realize that you have a problem until you get an outside perspective. Because when you're mired in some form of mental illness, you're just so deep in it that that's just your reality and you think that you're normal. But to have somebody like a psychiatrist in my case guide me through, but also let me take control and allow me to feel empowered. Realizing you deal with something like schizophrenia or depression, but then being able to make plans and take steps like Artbeat, which I was very encouraged to do, it can actually be like a positive thing to realize.
All of Nick's and the rest of the members' art will be up all week, so be sure to visit Artbeat Studio.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg. Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice,
today I welcome Andrea Bell Stewart to the show. Andrea is teaching a class called Mix It Up, Paint in the Garden this week. Welcome, Andrea.
Thanks very much.
Let's talk about the class itself. What can people experience if they decide to come?
Well, first of all, the experience is basically painting picture. In this event, which we're having on Tuesday night, I purchased some canvas drawstring bags. So we've got them all prepped to be painted. And so people will go home with a painted sort of lunchbox size bag. And it's an outdoor venue at Pine Ridge Hollow. Pine Ridge was kind enough to invite us to do this event. So it's right out in the garden, in a very beautiful setting. And I will teach the lesson. We've got all sorts of volunteers from Arts Junction that are coming out to help us get materials out and make sure people have everything that they need for the art.
Tell us a little bit about what Arts Junction is.
Arts Junction is it's basically a warehouse, and the purpose of it is for repurposing materials. So rather than sending materials to the landfill, we offer these materials to people for free or for a small donation. People can come and drop off their materials, but most importantly, people can come and get materials that inspire them for their art. Arts Junction offers 30 or so workshops a year, and we also have a regular makerspace where people can drop in and just do art for free, and so it's very, very popular.
So this is happening again Tuesday. Is there still room in the class for people to sign up? How much does it cost?
It costs $45 to take the class, and yes, there is room. I think it's almost unlimited the number we can, because it's a fairly large space and we have all the materials ready.
Great. Well, I love Pine Ridge. It's such a beautiful and perfect place for something like this. Maybe I'll have to come down and release my inner artist and join in. Thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.